So welcome, Julie. Thank you for giving me your time
It's
to
quite all right. Thank you
chat.
for asking.
I'm very honored to have you. We were just saying before we came on camera that it's so nice to be able to see people face to face because I don't often get to see my at-home ladies face to
No.
face. So I really appreciate being able to see you. So why don't you tell everyone who you are, a little bit about you? You know, how long you've kind of been in my network and, you know, what you do. And yeah, just tell us a bit about you.
Okay. So my name's Julie. I live in East Yorkshire. I've got a big birthday this year. I'm mum of two. I have a son who's 19 in his second year at university, daughter who's 12 who is in a second year at school. I enjoy going to the gym. My husband seems to think it's my job rather than my actual job. I'm very lucky that I work for my husband 2 days a week, school hours, term time only.
Nice.
So I'm very flexible with being able to make the time to go to the gym, and I know I'm really, really lucky with that. And I'm now looking at making more time for myself because I've been a mum for 20 years, so it's hard to put myself first. But I'm finding it is getting easier as my daughter's getting older.
Yeah.
So we're now hitting teenage.
Yeah. When is she 13?
June.
Okay.
So,
My son just turned
yeah.
13. I do think there is quite a big difference. You must know, having an older son, there's a big difference, isn't there,
There
between
is.
girls and boys. I don't have a girl, I only have Charlie. But speaking to my friends who have got teenage girls, I can hear
Yeah.
there's a massive difference between the two.
It's awful. Boys just need feeding.
Yeah.
And they get to the age of around 13 or 14 where they can't sit up anymore. I don't know if
Yeah.
Charlie's reached that stage yet. It's either vertical or
Yeah,
horizontal
or
watching TV.
the hunch. Yeah. And the grunts. You're right. Nice day.
Yeah. But girls are completely different. There's friend trauma. We're currently going through shoe trauma this week, school shoes. Hair. My
Hair
daughter's
trauma.
got very curly hair, so I've got to learn. Love your hair. Love your hair.
Okay.
It's
Yeah.
wonderful.
Okay.
But
Okay. Yeah.
yeah.
Completely different challenges. Whereas my
Yeah.
son just has this new obsession with aftershave and currently has, I
Yes.
think it's five. He
Yes.
turned 13 in March, asked for some aftershave at Christmas, and he now has a collection of five or six bottles. So that's our challenge. Yeah.
Yeah,
Nice.
yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. So it's fair to say that when you started working with me in the at-home community, you were already exercising and you are quite nutritionally aware. You didn't necessarily have a fat loss goal, but you wanted to start building up healthier habits more consistently. And the big thing for you, which we learned very quickly, was you time.
Yes. I liked the at-home idea of the five what looks like simple tasks to do every day or things to try and achieve. And like I said, the me time, it's the mum guilt. Because I only work 2 days a week, in my head, I should be able to fit everything in for me during the time that I'm not at work. But that's, when everybody else is at work and at school, I should be doing my me time, but then I have to do my mum jobs then as well. So I'm still a work in progress with that, but I do think I'm getting better. I've
Yeah.
now kind of already set out what I'm going to do for me this weekend.
Yeah,
And it's
lovely.
only Thursday, it's like, I'm going to do this. I have the time. You two can sit and be on your phones, on your iPads, watching TV, whatever. But I'm going to go out for a run on Saturday morning. So be it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am learning to be a bit more assertive with my time.
Yeah. And what's the results of being able to do that?
I feel like kind of like, I don't know how to put it into words. I actually feel a bit like a man. because they do it. They go, I'm doing this. So I've kind of got it into my head that, and I can do this. So it's given me a little bit of a boost. And then the fact that when I come back from doing whatever I want to do for me, the house hasn't burnt down. They're not arguing. You know, they haven't died of starvation because I've been out for an hour. Not that I cook, I do the cooking in our house, but the status quo is still the same as it was when I left. So I think that bit, the fact that they haven't necessarily missed me, is the bit that encourages me to do more.
And I wonder whether it is either, missed me, but it is that, well, the house is still standing, and it was okay for me to take an hour or longer if I'm going for a long walk on my own. No one's broken anything, and nothing is irreparable in that time.
That's it. And even sort of in the evenings now, after we've eaten, clean the kitchen, and I go hide upstairs, take my face off, put my new face on, and I go and read. And it's only 5 minutes, but it's a case of my daughter's doing her homework, my husband's decompressing after, sorry, a day at work. And there's a space there for me to be able to do it.
I just loved what you said about I feel a bit like a man because they just do it. That's just incredible. So your results have been increased time for you, increased consistency on all of your habits, because even though you were already exercising and you were quite nutritionally aware, we still did make some changes, didn't we? What were they with your food?
So it was looking at being able to add vegetables to every meal, which I have carried it on actually. And it's well, you know, we had chili the other night, chili and rice. Well, I put let salad with it. And my husband was like, what are you doing? I was like, put salad on my plate. Why can't I? So I put it on his plate and my daughter's plate, and nobody moaned. So it's that looking at what I can add to my food to make it healthier. So it's not changing completely what everybody's eating, but making the choices that we're making, adding the healthy stuff into it as well.
Yeah, because we work on the concept of add, don't take away. So rather than completely changing all of your food, what can you add to your food to make it more nutritionally balanced? Yeah, that's
And
great.
that has really stuck with me. The I think, what do you say? Is it protein first, fruit and veg, then calories? And it's like, yeah, so sort of I look at the plate differently now. And that's how I look at the plate. What protein can I have? What fruit and veg? Well, veg, usually with your dinner. And then the carbs are there. Everybody needs carbs. But because my plate is full of the other stuff, there's less carbs on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. And then how did making some of these changes then kind of roll into, your running and your work in the gym and the other things that you were already doing?
Sleeping better.
Ha
I'm wondering, yeah,
Hallelujah.
that's it. Going perimenopause, I've had the odd rubbish night's sleep, but I think because I'm so well rested, it didn't impact me. In fact, Friday and Saturday, I didn't sleep very well, but I didn't feel bone tired as I did before, which meant that I wasn't reaching for the chocolate, the crisps, the sweets to keep me going. And it was a case of, oh, I'm tired. Well, I'll have a drink of water. What can I eat to make me feel better? I'm feeling more energized during the day, which means that I can be more active.
It's amazing.
It's funny how it all links into each other. It does, and everybody knows that, but I think until you've done it yourself and you've realized that you're sleeping better, I now have a 10:45 bedtime switch off. That's it. I'm switching my light off. Even if like we said, my husband goes to sleep after I do. Even if he's talking to me, I'm like, right, night, I'll go to sleep. And I think having that consistent time makes a massive difference as well. And it helps for the winding down. So if I want to be switching off at 10:45, I need to be in bed 20, quarter past, 20 past 10 at the very latest, so I can sit and read. And it's the impact of making one change makes all the other things happen as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I love that. I just love that. What was the best part about the at-home community program for you?
Definitely the WhatsApp group. It just makes you realize you're not alone, makes you realize that everybody has the same struggles. Some struggles are more than others. Some people struggle with their food, some people struggle with their movement, like me, some people struggle with their own time. But it was interesting to see that everybody had their own one thing that was their biggest struggle. And you're not alone, and you put something in the WhatsApp and there's 20 answers to, you're not on your own, you can do this. It's just that community feeling. I think at the moment, because we're all still recovering from lockdowns, although they were 3 and 4 years ago, it's taken such a long time to get back out there. Up here in Yorkshire, we were different to you. We were locked down for nearly 12 months. We couldn't go out. We weren't allowed to go out to meet in a coffee shop. We weren't allowed to go out to a restaurant. So that social time of mixing with mum friends, it was like as we're doing now. But I think, and as my daughter's got older, I'm not in the playground anymore. She takes herself off on the bus. So that social aspect has dipped. So the WhatsApp, because it's every day, it does, and you draw a picture in your head of what these other ladies look like. And just kind of, you can almost tell what people are going to say. Well, I think almost tell what they're going to say before they actually say what they're going to say. And it's just a really nice, everybody's there for the same reason. It's not as if it's a group of people that you've met in the playground, and I'm the healthy one, and everybody else is so they're talking about drinking wine, eating chocolate, and you kind of think, well, I can't have that conversation, but you can have your conversations because everybody's in the same place.
For sure. Yeah, it's such a lovely community, and it doesn't matter, does it? Because you're up in Yorkshire, and it's fair to say that there's quite a big percentage of the ladies that I work with are local to me, because that's, that naturally happens. But it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter
No.
where anyone is, because we've got people in the Midlands, we've got people up in Yorkshire. So yeah, it's such a mixture for sure.
That really does help. And just seeing, it sounds awful, but people were moaning, not moaning, but commenting about how they'd had a bad day, and you kind of think, that's not me today. And I know that sounds awful. You shouldn't be happy that somebody else is having a bad day, but that it's not just you who has bad days, not just you who eats a packet of mini eggs or drinks the whole bottle of wine by accident. It's life, that's where we are.
But that ability, so I don't think it sounds bad, because that ability, when it's not you that day, gives you the ability to jump in to that person's message and go, it's okay, you can do, like you were just saying. Because you're then thinking, actually, I've got the knowledge and the energy to help someone else here.
And I think because it was slightly anonymous, you knew the ladies' names, or the ladies' names, but if I walk past them on the street, they don't know who I am. So you can almost be a little bit more honest as well, because almost saying things that you wouldn't say to your partner or to your friend or to your children, I'm having a bad day because of this. Whereas at home, you're like, yeah, I'm all right. And I think that slight anonymity, if I've said that correctly, certainly for me, being up here in Yorkshire and not having to walk past them in the street, that I kind of like that as well.
It's not on a Facebook group where you can view each other's profiles and stuff. Yeah, for sure.
The podcasts, the way that you answer from the check-in sheets makes it sound like you're talking to me,
Oh,
because
I'm
you're
so
listening
pleased.
to, this is my win, this is my question. And you read them all out, so it really does make it feel like it's personal, but not nastily personal.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Thank you. What would you say? Last question. So, what would you say to anyone who has maybe listened to this and is thinking, "Oh, I might give that a go." What would you say if they were a bit hesitant or a bit nervous?
To actually do it, if they're thinking about it, it's just that one little step of signing up. It's not judgmental. It's not competitive. It's just a really nice community where ladies are all put together and help each other, and you actually might learn something.
Yeah.
Improve your health, your fitness, your well-being. And if you only take one thing away from it, surely that one thing is better than not joining in the first place.
Yeah.
No
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
problems.
Thank you. I just love that you've come and done this. I love that I'm finally getting to see
I know.
you live in the flesh. And yeah, you will always be the cheery Julie, who is always like, "This is what I've done for me today." And yeah, I love that. I love that. It's so good. Thank you so much
I'm
for
not
being here
sure
with
my
us.
family would agree with the cheery Julie.
Well, I'm glad we got cheery Julie. Thank you so much, my love.
No problems, Chrissy. Thank you for all of your help. You're doing a brilliant job.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it and tag me on Instagram at the Mum Boss Method. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Have an awesome week.